you see now, you'd have fucked up, you know that, don't you?
It's like 09 in your basement, and I'm in love with Nebby. And I still love her, but it fell through because I wasn't ready. And your back hurt, and your neck hurt, and you smoking heavy. And I sit next to you, and I lecture you because those are deadly. And then you ash it, and we argue about spending money on bullshit. And you tell me I'm just like my father, my one button, you push it. And that's fuck you, I hate you. I move out in a heartbeat, and I leave out, and you call me. And you tell me that you sorry, and you love me, and I love you. And your heart hurts, mine does too.
Yeah.
It's just words, and they cut deep, but it's our world, it's just us two. I see painkillers on the kitchen counter, I hate to see it.
Out.
I hurt so bad, but maybe I wouldn't have worked this hard if you were healthy, and it weren't so bad. Maybe I should walk up the street and try and get a job at the bank. Cause leave it up to me, Jay and Neeks, we'll probably end up robbing the bank. Then Wayne calls on my phone, conversation wasn't that long. Gets me a flight to Houston in the morning, oh it's my time, yeah it's on. He's thinking of signing me, I come home, we make a mixtape of 17 songs and almost get a Grammy off of that thing. They love your son, man, that boy gone. You get the operation you dreamed of and I finally send you the wrong.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Hold on, this mic's jammed, hold on.
This shit real, should I pinch you after all the things that we've been through?
That's the jam right there. What's up, everybody? This is Tariq Elite, a.k.a. Tariq Nasheed, a.k.a. King Flex, and I'd like to welcome you all to the latest edition of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, ready to chop up some real good game. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are selling on sale the 2011 Christmas Mac-ish package. It's available right now at maclessons.com. If you go to maclessons.com, you get the 2011 Mac-ish package, and it's for a limited time only. The sale starts today, and it ends this coming Monday at midnight. And in this package, you will get the Tariq Elite Live in Miami DVD, the Mac Lessons DVD, the Live in Atlanta DVD, the Live in New York DVD, the Art of Gold Digging book, the Tariq Elite sunglasses, and the Risqué Elite cologne. You get all that good stuff for the one low price of $99. You can't beat that sale. Also, with the book, because we've already sold a whole bunch of them, we started the sale last night at midnight. You get the Art of Gold Digging book, or Black Players, or the Elite Way if we sell out the Art of Gold Digging books, because it looks like we're going to sell out of them, but you're going to get one of those books, the Art of Gold Digging, the Elite Way, or Black Players. You get one of those in the package. But it's a good package nonetheless. It's a great package. Take advantage of that. Get that at maclessons.com. Real good package. And next week I might be on hiatus. I'm going to be on hiatus next week for the holidays. I'm traveling. I'm shooting footage for Hidden Colors 2 and vacationing. I'm getting all the information for Hidden Colors 2 in the can. So I will be on hiatus starting next week for the holidays. So today's show, I want to make it real good. I want to make it real thorough, which all the shows are good and all the shows are thorough. So you guys can soak up some real good game and share this with your family for the next couple of weeks. And don't forget, get the film Hidden Colors at HiddenColorsFilm.com. You can get Hidden Colors at HiddenColorsFilm.com still. So today's show, the title is called The Negro Bedwinch Mentality. Now, I know some of you are asking, what is the Negro Bedwinch Mentality? And I named the title of the show that because of a radio interview I did a couple of days ago for a station in Washington, D.C. I had a female co-host, not female co-host, but a female host interview me for a station in Washington, D.C., and this was a severe case of the Negro bedwench mentality. For those who don't know what the Negro bedwench mentality is, I've talked about this in different variations on this show. It's a supposedly black female, because you have to understand the difference between a black woman and a Negro bedwench. There's a big difference, because people try to make it seem like I put all sisters under the same umbrella, and all sisters are not monolithic. There's some sisters that are down, there's some sisters that are cool, but then there's some quote-unquote sisters that's on some straight bullshit, and we have to know how to distance ourselves from that. So again, all sisters are not Negro bedwinches, but we have a lot of them who are. So we need to know the ones who are down and the ones who on that bullshit. But a Negro bedwench in slavery, that was the female. You know, a lot of sisters were forced to have sexual relations with the slave masters, the white slave masters. And after a while, to cope with it, they got Stockholm syndrome. They kind of got into the groove. And a lot of the Negro bedwinches, that's what they used to call them. The Negro bedwinch was the main slave that the slave master used to like to lay up with. In many cases, not all, but in many cases, the Negro bedwinch became very comfortable being the bedwinch, because you got to be in the house. You got treated almost as good as the white missus. I'm talking about the main Negro bedwinch, not the ones that he crept out into the slave quarters and laid up with, but the main Negro bedwinch got a lot of perks. And the thing is with women, let's put some game into it. Women, and I want you women to listen to this. Women, the men you have sexual relations with on a consecutive basis, you will eventually take on his ideology, no matter what it is. And this goes across the board, not just with black women, but just like a white woman. If a white woman has sex with a black man with a certain ideology, she will take on that ideology. You can kind of look at certain white women and tell if they've been with brothers just by their swag, their flavor. Just like Asian women, you can tell when Asian women have been with brothers. They have this extra little swag. They take on their dude's ideology. And it's the same thing with a lot of black women who have sexual relations on a consecutive basis with the white male. A lot of these sisters will take on the white male ideology. And that was true in slavery, and that's true now. In slavery, a lot of the Negro bedwinches looked down on the other slaves. They had disdain for the other slaves in order to appease the white massa. And a lot of slave rebellions were thwarted because of the Negro bedwinch. The Negro bedwinch would hang out and get information from the slave quarters and feed the information to massa. So a lot of smart slave rebels tried to keep information away from the Negro bedwinch. And you know, I've talked about this before on several shows. I've talked about this on that Something New show I did when I was talking about Halle Berry getting disrespected by a dude, her baby's dad. But the Negro bedwinch mentality is still prevalent to this day, the same way it was in the 1700s and 1800s. It's just more high tech. And we need to understand and identify when we come across quote-unquote sisters with the Negro bedwinch mentality. Because Negro bedwinches, they didn't want quote-unquote freedom. They didn't want any slave rebellions going down because they became comfortable with the white male power structure. So they didn't want to rock that at all. So they were good watchdogs. They made sure that the status quo was maintained. And they had utter disdain for black men. A And I'm not talking all. I'm talking about the females with the Negro bedwinch mentality. Now, there's some black women back then who had to be with Massa, and they flipped the game. They hustled the game. They knew what the deal was. But there are some who got the Negro bedwinch mentality. And again, we have that today. And I say all that to say this. Again, I did this interview at this radio station. I called into this station in Washington, D.C., and I interviewed with this black female. Her name was Wendy Wright. And you guys can check her website out. She has a website called rightontheledge.com. Her and her sisters, I think they do radio shows, and they might do a little TV show, a local show or something like that. But they have a website called Right on the Edge. And all three of them look like they have that Negro bedwinch thing popping off. Not bad looking women. They don't look bad. Their bodies are kind of janky. They got those little, you know, straight up and down bodies that white dudes like. Shout out to my white players out there. But you can check their website out. Now, I say all that to say this, not to diss, because I want to be very constructive with the criticism here. But I did the interview, and I'm going to play a lot of clips from the interview. And this is one of the most severe cases of the Negro bedwinch mentality that I've ever seen. This is bedwinch mentality / cooning. These people contacted me, the radio station contacted me about doing an interview about Hidden Colors. And I'm always kind of skeptical about doing radio, especially mainstream radio interviews, because really I haven't done too many mainstream interviews about the film Hidden Colors. Now, I've done mainstream interviews about my books and my lectures and my DVDs all day when it comes to relationships. But with Hidden Colors, that's something that mainstream radio has shied away from, especially quote-unquote black radio. I've only done about two or three mainstream radio interviews specifically about Hidden Colors. So that shows the mentality that goes on in quote-unquote black radio around the country. There was an interview I did in Atlanta with a lady at this station, and that was very good. This lady was very thorough. This sister was real thorough, and I had a great time doing the interview. So this Wendy Wright lady, they contacted me to do the interview. I call up, and even the vibe was real funny style. And what it was, what it seems like, they wanted to try to find a way to somehow discredit the film, because we didn't talk about the film that much. I talked about Hidden Colors for about 3 minutes. Then this female radio host, Wendy Wright, started going on this rant about how the tone and the way I'm marketing the film is somehow offensive to whites. It will be offensive to white folks. This sister starts saying this. So a lot of the stuff, it might seem incoherent, because this woman, Wendy Wright, was just kind of talking in circles. But you have to hear this to actually believe it. Me explaining how coonish this woman was sounding is an understatement. This woman was trying to make it seem that I was saying that whites are holding us down. I said nothing like that in the interview, but I'm going to play it so you guys can hear it for yourself. A lot of it is, some of it is missing. I'm going to play clips from the first day. I did the interview one day, and then the next day, when I wasn't on the show, she did the whole show about me. It was her and her sister. Her sister Erica Wright called in as her little co-host. So I'm gonna play clips back and forth from both days, just to give you an understanding of what these women were talking about, because this is some deep stuff, and we need to understand the kind of things and the kind of people we have out here in the game. All right, so let me play the first clip, and I'm going to stop the clips throughout to give commentary.
Possibility of other people coming to America before Columbus. So I was like, okay, I got to see this. I got to see what they're going to say. And for the whole hour-long special, they talked.
Okay, right here I'm talking about why I did the film Hidden Colors.
Talked about Norwegian people coming, Jewish people coming, Asian people coming, Polynesian people coming, based on real flimsy evidence. They found a coin here, a strand of hair here, all this flimsy evidence, but they never mentioned the African presence in America before Columbus. And you have the Olmec statues that's down in Mexico of these huge stones with African faces. You have the Bonimpact murals, these paintings of African people with braids and dark skin. They mentioned none of that. They mentioned none of the records of the Spanish explorers who said they saw the same people in America that they saw in Africa. None of this was discussed. So
basically, I'm talking about what I saw on the History Channel and my inspiration to do the film. I was talking about how the people on the History Channel were purposely leaving out African history. That's what I was talking about.
I said, okay, a lot of the stuff that we see on television is really propaganda. They're hiding the information about the African presence in world history. So that's the thing that made me want to do the film. But the African presence was very deep in America way before Columbus.
Okay. All right. You say they're hiding it. No. Keep going. Now, are you saying there's no books out there on true African history?
The books that's out there, a lot of times you don't catch them in major bookstores. I was looking for books on the Moors, and the Moors are African men who really brought in the Renaissance era of Europe. You can't find any books on them in major bookstores. You can find them online. So this is the thing. You have to know what you're looking for in order to find it to a certain degree. So the information is a little more difficult to come by. And also a lot of people in our community who have the means to get this information out and who have the knowledge, they're scared to do it. Because the thing is, if you put this knowledge out, automatically people think that it's somehow anti-white or it's controversial. Black history is the only history that's considered controversial. Everybody else's history, when they acknowledge it, they're being patriotic. But if a black person acknowledges his African heritage, it's like, oh, is he a rebel? Is he a revolutionary? Is he a militant?
In this day and age? I mean, seriously? Really? You really think so? I think it might be the way it's marketed, because if I'm all I love what.
And by the way, I'm responding, but a lot of times when I respond, they turn my mic down. So when she's talking and I'm quiet, they're turning my mic down.
What you're doing. I just want to say something about this because I've said this. This is a common theme of mine, because we have something that we're trying to accomplish as a people. We have to think about our strategy and how we're doing it. And even you in the conversation, you said they're hiding it. I could see why they would think that maybe, you know what I mean? If you're going to use language like that and say white people are listening, well, they're going to see it as hostile.
But do you think they're not hiding it?
Well, I mean, is it necessary to say that when you know that their force is working against us? In other words, we would probably, in order to further our cause, want to go underneath, you know, fly under the radar.
So what she's basically saying is that we shouldn't say that they are hiding the history. That's what she's saying, but go ahead and listen.
But we don't have to be so vocal about certain things, because it is a marketing strategy when you look at the way the world works, and I don't think we market things well. I think that you can pause it right there.
Okay, so what she's doing right here is playing clips from the first day. This is the second day, but she's playing clips from the first day. She's playing clips from the first day.
Elites are there, we go. To speak truth.
Okay, so I'm going to push it forward. So basically what she was saying is that we shouldn't be vocal. We shouldn't say that people are hiding our history because that's offensive to whites. That's antagonistic to whites. That's what she's saying. And all I said was our history is being hidden. That's all I said. So the whole show is really based on me saying that. So she has flipped it throughout the show, making it seem like I'm criticizing white folks for holding us down. That's what she's doing. And if you listen, I'm going to play the rest of it. The clip I don't have, which I wish I had. This woman said, she asked me, do you know about people like Tim Wise? I said, yeah, I know about Tim Wise. She said, we need people like Tim Wise, people who understand the plight of black people. And we need people like Tim Wise to speak for black people, because whites get offended if we talk about racism. So she said, we need a white man to speak for us. This came out of this woman's mouth. And I told her, I don't have white daddy syndrome. I don't need anybody to speak for me. I'm a man. I speak for myself. We can speak for ourselves. No disrespect to Tim Wise. I love Tim Wise. I have Tim Wise's books. Tim Wise is brilliant. But I don't need anybody to speak for me. We don't need nobody to speak for us, because we ain't trying to prove, we shouldn't be trying to prove anything. But let me play some more of the clips.
That come from? Why is that going?
Sure. But
now, this is a sister who called up, and a lot of people were calling up on my side. I'm not going to play all of that. I'm just going to play some of the highlights. But a lot of people were calling up on my side.
Just understand. I get you. But understand, some people don't care. I don't care about certain histories.
What she's saying is that black folks shouldn't talk about history to whites because whites don't care. But my point is, Hidden Colors ain't about what white folks think about us. And she keeps bringing that up. She keeps talking about how whites are going to perceive us because of Hidden Colors.
Of other people, I'm just being honest. All right. So when we say the world has to know, don't make it anything different than what other people are doing. Because you're trying to force something down someone's throat that doesn't want it, and it works against your goal. Okay, pause it there. All right. Okay.
And again, like I referenced earlier, I call it the white daddy syndrome.
Rewind. So while she's getting that, this part is a little bit longer, and this is where the real, and I want to say something about this gentleman. If you research him, he writes books about macking on women. And this is the thing that kills me. If he's trying to be a public figure out there, he's trying to present something positive to the black community about our history, and then in the same breath, he's promoting macking on black women, how to be a player, a trimp, what is it, a simp and a trick? I don't even know what this, I don't speak
don't
that language. I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, don't ask me either.
So,
I have no clue.
I had issue with that.
Okay, wait, stop that. That was her sister in the back, Erica. That's her sister on the phone. With that bougie nigga shit, shrimping, tricking, I don't know, I don't speak that language. That's that bougie nigga Jack and Jill shit. You understand what I'm saying? And another thing, people, if you try to debate me or whatever, or try to slander me, stop trying to use the Mac Lessons title to do that. That shit is corny. It never works. It's real corny to try to throw a smoke screen by making it seem like my show is about macking on black women, which is total bullshit. My show is about a million different things. It's about dudes getting their lives together. It's not about macking to black women. That's a bunch of bullshit. And plus, some of my pay-per-view specials about macking to everybody. If you're going to go that route, I don't specifically say, quote unquote, mack to a certain group of women. So y'all stop using that propaganda. Well, Tariq is disrespectful to women and he's macking to the black. Shut the fuck up with that weak, lame, corny bullshit. People fuck with this show because I keep it 100. That's why they listen to the show. So you can try to hang your hat on the Mac Lessons title. It is what it is. Let me play some more of these clips.
And then when you listen to the next part, he showed a sense of very, this is disrespect to me as a woman, as a human being, as a black female. I get the sense that he's misogynistic.
And this is another thing. This is one of these bougie chicks who never really grew up around black folks. And they low-key hate black folks. But they try to be black when it's convenient. You know what I'm saying? It's the Negro bedwench. Because if you listen to what this woman says, you can hear the disdain for black folks in her voice. And she talked about growing up around white kids and being accepted and all this. And she's talking about now, me and her got into a little argument because we're going back and forth. We're filibustering. We're talking about all this bullshit. And I want to get to the root of what it's about. When people start talking a lot of stuff and they sound real confusing, a lot of times they're confusing on purpose. It's what I call trying to baffle you with bullshit.
No one has ever talked to me like he did. And he felt he had the right to do so. So I don't know.
How did he talk to you?
Oh, you're going to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? Wait, she's got it. We're going to.
Okay, so let me play a clip. This is the clip when me and her got into it, because I got to the root of what was going on. And they kept turning my mic down, by the way, because I started asking the right questions, and I got to the root of all this bullshit rhetoric this woman was talking about. Because, again, we didn't talk about the film at all. The whole show was about how we shouldn't ruffle white people's feathers with a film like Hidden Colors, saying that people have hid our history. That was what the show was about, how we shouldn't do that as black people, how we're messing it up for her and people like her with whites. So this is part of the altercation we got into.
About
Wendy, let me ask you this. Wendy, are you married?
No.
Are you dating somebody?
No.
Have you dated a white man before?
Yes.
Bingo. That's the answer I wanted. I'm going to play the rest of it, but that's the exact answer. I wanted her to admit that, because let me tell y'all something. When y'all hear black women talk this dumb shit like she's talking that little bougie Negro, don't you dare say anything wrong about white folks, which I didn't. They're so quick to defend white folks when they don't need to be defended. Nobody's saying anything negative about them, but when they're going out of their way to defend white folks and show disdain for blacks, usually it's these sisters that's running up after white dudes. It never fails.
Okay. It seems like you have some type of affinity subconsciously to appease the white male power structure. It sounds like that's there, and it's a lot of black folks have it. And again, like I referenced earlier, I call it the white daddy syndrome. It's a coping mechanism.
Oh, my God.
You sound like you have it so bad.
Sir, that's very ignorant of you to say. Let me just tell you something.
She went to the name calling.
Let me just say something.
But you keep saying that we're...
Let me tell you something. Do you know the story of the people that came out of Egypt? The Israelites in the Bible?
We're talking apples and oranges.
No.
Smokescreen. This is another smokescreen, by the way. If it sounds confusing, it ain't just you. She's trying to make it sound confusing.
It's going to be relevant.
You sound afraid of the white power stuff, system.
That is so not true, sir. You have no idea what you're talking about. Can you humor me for 1 second?
I don't want to humor you, because it's a sad thing in 2011.
But first of all, your word is not law. Just because you're saying it doesn't make it true. And I'm trying to explain something to you. That is a very ignorant thing for you to say.
I'm not trying to buck dance with you, sister. You're scared of white folks.
I am not. You're the one that's afraid of white people.
I'm not afraid.
If you want to look.
You keep talking about not ruffling white folks.
That is not. First of all, you're not hearing me. Turn his mic down, please. If you're not even going to give me an opportunity to speak. You're not going to give me an opportunity to speak. If you would let me explain my point, then I'll let you have a moment to say what you want to say. You're going to play fair with me like that or no?
Just say what you have to say, sister.
Are you familiar with the story of the Israelites in Egypt out of the Old Testament?
What does that have to do with...
Can you just answer the question?
What does it have to do with...
Can you answer the question and I'll show you? Are you familiar with the story or not?
What are you trying to get to, sister?
Oh, my God. Are you familiar with the story?
Because since I know that you have a job up here, these white folks pay you to say whatever.
First of all, it's a black radio station. You're so full of it. I can't believe...
Pause. Wait. Now, see, she tried to be slick right there. Her little ass tried to be slick. She's like, it's a black radio station. But she didn't say she didn't have a white boss. You see what I'm saying? Watch these little slick Negro wenches. Her boss is white. We did research on that. Shout out to my homie Yababa. We did research on that. Her boss is white. She tried to say, well, it's a black radio station, to try to make it seem like she only works for black folks. Her general manager is white. His name is Chris Wegman. He's the general manager at the station. And another guy who runs the station is another white guy, Alan Leanwind. So her bosses are white. Let's get that straight. Don't let that smokescreen deter you from the truth. So she tried to be slick with that one, but her boss is a white dude.
Leave. You're not even going to let me explain myself.
What are you trying to say?
Can you answer the question?
Do I know about the Israelites coming out of Egypt? Sure, I know about them.
Do you recall that the only people that made it into the promised land of the original tribe that came out of Israel, there were only two of them?
according to the story in the Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Joshua and somebody else, right? The original people that came out of Israel, I mean, out of Egypt, they couldn't get into the promised land because they had a slave mentality. The next generation of folks were able to get into the promised land, okay? So all I'm saying is, as I'm raising my children to know their black history and be proud of their race, I'm not going to fill their head with that slave mentality crap. And it has nothing to do with fear of the white man. When you tell them that the white man is against them, you're planting the fear into their heads.
And by the way, I never said that anybody's against it. I didn't say none of this. All this stuff about the you saying that the white man is... I said none of this shit. I didn't say nothing about white folks, by the way. Nothing. So this woman is going through all this. Don't say nothing about the white man. Don't say white. This is her thing that she's projecting onto me.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
You're telling them the truth. You're telling them.
You're telling them the truth about their history that they can be proud. And so when they walk into a place that's predominantly white, they're not going to be afraid. Now, I had to grow up with that. Do you understand? So I've been around white people all my life. There is no fear of white people in me. It was not my choice. It was the way I grew up.
You don't feel like you should be able to criticize people for their actions.
You can, sir, but my...
And let me say this. Whenever you have black folks who grow up around a lot of whites, either one or two things will happen. When you have black people who grow up with a lot of whites, either they're going to be very conscious of who they are as black people and be very proud of that because they're not going to fall for the myth of white supremacy. Like I did, I grew up around white kids and I'm like, wait, ain't nobody, they're not superior over me. So I had a sense of pride knowing that nobody was superior over me. So I was very, I embraced my African heritage. It was not a thing. And a lot of black folks who grew up around whites, they have that same mentality too. They see that these people, when they're right there with them, that they're not superior over them. See, a lot of black folks don't live around whites, so they think that white people are just rolling in dough, rolling in money, and geniuses, and just so far better off than them. They have this creates an inferiority complex. But when you live with them, and you, it's a normal thing, so you don't feel no inferiority complex. Or the other thing that will happen, if you grow up with black folks who grow up with a lot of whites, they will become very sleep, trying to be accepted. They go out of their way to try to be accepted, and in order to be accepted, they distance themselves from anything black. And that's what this Negro wench is. She's one of these distancing niggas, trying her best, even to this day, to be accepted. She wasn't fully accepted as a kid, and she's reliving that bullshit right now, still trying to be accepted. A lot of kids, especially biracial kids who live in all white neighborhoods, they have a real big complex about being accepted. Biracial kids and a lot of kids with this inferiority complex, they all their lives, they try to be accepted by whites. It's a sick subconscious thing. It is not saying anything negative about whites. It's about your ass, black person or biracial person, trying to be accepted. But let me play the rest of the clip.
Point is, I am a black woman, and the actions of black people that have voices in this world are messing it up for me. You know,
whoa, listen to what she said. Listen to what she said. I want y'all to soak that in. She's a black woman, and the actions of other black folks are messing it up for her. Let me translate that. These niggas are making it hard for her to be accepted. That's what she's saying. That's that bougie, boule, Jack and Jill shit.
Why? Because some of them played the race card one too many times. So what does that do when I really am faced with racism and trying to fight for myself? They don't listen anymore.
Listen, I want you to listen. Listen to me. Listen to me.
I want you to acknowledge what I just said.
I acknowledge that. But
that is all I'm saying. So those who have the voices in the black community have screwed it up for me because they keep running their damn mouths. And when I am trying to fight for justice, they're not listening anymore because of what those people did.
Those people. Listen to that. What those people did. That's that bougie nigga shit. She referred to black people as those people. If you say those people about whites, she'd be right there. Oh, don't you call them those people. Oh, you saying something negative about whites. You got to watch niggas like this, folks.
School you. No matter how nice you are. No matter how much.
I'm not nice. I'm kind. There's a difference.
What are you talking about?
no matter how docile you are with whites.
I'm not, you know what? You're very ignorant. That's a very ignorant thing to say. You don't even know me.
Keeps going to the name calling.
I would never say that to you when I'm trying to have a debate with you. I would never say something like that to you.
You don't want to ruffle whites the wrong way. You're doing it the wrong way. If whites ain't going to like you, they ain't going to like you.
I am not out to get white people to like me, sir.
I'm concerned about black folks. I ain't concerned about what nobody else thinks of us. I'm concerned about black kids.
You are, you know what? The video, the film that you've created is wonderful. It's a wonderful contribution to the black community. I am not, I'm simply.
Have you seen the film?
Excuse me?
Have you seen the film?
I have not.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you can't even bring it to yourself to watch the film.
I have never heard of it, sir, until I just got the thing on my Facebook page and I immediately called you. Ignorant.
No, you ignorant.
We're back in 4 minutes.
Okay, so that's so I touched a nerve with that one. And she kept going to the name calling. Ignorant, and she kept going to the name calling. Doing what Negro wenches do. Doing what the average Negro wench does. But the thing is, you have to listen to her rhetoric. It's that you niggas are messing it up for me and white folks. White folks want to accept me, but you niggas are just messing it up. That's that. I want y'all to really listen to my pay-per-view special called Black Secret Societies. I did a whole, 2-hour special about that mentality and where it comes from and how these black secret organizations, a lot of them have that mentality, and they end up being white watchdogs for the white power structure. Real deep stuff. Now, let me play some more clips. A lot more clips to go. Y'all bear with me.
I noticed she was talking about the history and
okay, I think this is her and her sister talking.
You know, Tariq brought up a good point.
That's Erica talking.
He needs to broaden it, and so does anyone else who agrees with the point about can you believe the black history?
Okay, now that's her sister Erica, who's just as whitewashed as she is. Erica said, well, I need to broaden it, meaning we need to make it more accessible to white folks. That's what she's saying. I like Tariq, the history is good, but he needs to broaden it. The fuck you talking about? I'm not buck dancing. Enough of the damn buck dancing. And I'm going to tell y'all why they're buck dancing. I'm going to get more deep into it, but I just want y'all to listen. And then this is what the sister Erica was saying.
The question really needs to be, is any history real?
Now, is history real? Now they're talking about, is any history real? I mean, really, whose history is right? That's nigga shit.
And if any history is real, which one is? And how do you determine that? There is a competition for the belief of the population. And all I say is be on your guard.
And then, and I also, that was good, Erica. I also want to say this.
Thank you.
I saw the movie last night, and now I know the history as Tariq presented it, and great, I have some facts.
Hey, people, she didn't watch shit. That woman didn't watch the movie. That woman didn't watch a goddamn thing. She didn't watch 2 minutes of Hidden Colors. She didn't watch that movie, as far as I can throw a stick at her little ass. She didn't watch Hidden Colors. She's saying she watched it. She didn't watch it.
Facts in my brain. I still see that they're trying to keep us from voting.
Uh-huh.
And I still see that there's a lot of us that have health issues.
Right.
There's a lot of us in jail.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are undereducated. But I do know my history.
So that movie was connecting some of the dots.
No, it wasn't.
What are you saying then?
That's my point.
She didn't watch the film, people. Later in the show, she was like, well, yeah, I learned about this. None of the shit she was talking about was in the film, so I know she didn't watch it. She didn't watch the film. Niggas like that wouldn't watch a film like Hidden Colors. Niggas like that hate African history. They go out of their way to distance themselves from anything African.
I know my history now. Now I'm going to face the issues that I'm dealing with right now.
Okay.
In other words, I feel like we're just so stuck on knowing the history, but it's not help. It didn't change anything about me and my situation.
Right. I see what you're saying. In other words, famous question, what's your point?
Exactly. I mean, and it's good to know it.
So they talk about Hidden Colors. Okay, you watch Hidden Colors, but what's the point? These are black women talking about what's the point of learning history? And you know what's funny? When the movie The Help came out, oh man, people were running around defending that movie like it was the Holy Grail. Oh, The Help is a great movie. Black folks were defending this movie. It's a great movie. It's part of our history. We shouldn't be ashamed of our history. When white folks portray us in fucked up stereotypes, black folks go around here promoting it and applauding it. But when we do a film like Hidden Colors telling you you're not a maid, you're not a slave, your history is better than that, now it's like, what's the point? It doesn't matter. Is any history real? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Negro bedwench mentality. You understand what I'm saying?
On the other hand, you can incite and or inspire people to go out and do further research or to at least step back and question next time rather than blindly accept.
Oh, there you have it. There you go again, Erica.
Wendy, I've been eating salmon.
Okay, so she's talking about the film can incite. Again, it's that bullshit. Hidden Colors is radical thing. Hidden Colors is not a radical film whatsoever. There's nothing radical about Hidden Colors. It's just us talking about our history. And again, these women have that Negro wench mentality where everything is an extreme. And that's the sister Erica. I'm going to get on Erica in a minute, by the way. I'm going to get on her in 1 minute, but I'm going to play some more clips. But the thing is, all this stuff about the history, saying it a certain way can incite, get people upset with us. Others. I mean, that mentality is crazy. Let me play another clip. Let me find the clip and play this other clip for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second, because it gets deep. It's still interesting. It gets more deep. Here we go.
There's this thing that we're trying to, and Trina alluded to this before, I think. It's like we keep trying to shove stuff in their face. You know, we keep shoving stuff in people, huh?
I was just going to say, when you say their face, who are you referring to?
Well, I think the enemy apparently is the white man.
Okay. Now that's her, Erica and Wendy, talking about we're making it seem like the enemy is the white man, which nobody said that. We didn't say that. I didn't say nothing like that. I didn't say shit like that. Those are her words projecting them onto me.
So,
okay, quote unquote.
Correct.
Enemy. Okay.
Correct. So and I don't understand the point of that. Because anytime you're shoving something, it's a form of rape when you're forcing something on somebody that they don't want.
So now we're raping the white man with our information? Wow.
And you're going to get resistance. So it's not supporting our greater cause as a people. I don't understand why we can't teach the truth to our children, our families, in the community. And she brought up the second caller, DJ, said something like the Jews do. That's what she said.
Anyway. So, again, this woman is going on and on and on. And I'm going to play some more of the clips, by the way, because you got to just really soak this in to fully understand it. But this woman goes on and on and on and on about how we're making it sad for her. Talking about a film like Hidden Colors, inciting, talking about the white man. She's defending, quote unquote, the white man. And we're not saying anything negative about anybody white. Let me play another clip.
Of Hidden Colors, the untold history of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. It is a documentary, and it is available on Amazon. We have a couple of calls that I'm going to take before Tariq and I get into it again. Let's talk to Larry.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I think the issue that you're having that you may not recognize is an issue in philosophy. I think that you come off as being very apologetic to...
And this brother was a good caller. He made a lot of sense. And by the way, when this guy was talking, they had my mic down. They had my mic down because I was going in, but they had my mic down.
White folks. And when we say white folks, we don't mean every white person, although some may believe that. But to the white power structure, and I don't really even think you even understand what the brother Tariq is saying when he says the white power structure. I think a lot of the things that maybe some of your callers and even Tariq is saying is kind of sort of going over your head, so you're getting a little bit offended by it as opposed to trying to understand what's being said. So, you know, you're coming off a little bit, I guess I would just say apologetic, you know?
I think what I'm saying is going over everyone else's head.
No, I think that they're getting it loud and clear, but they're not about placating the white folks.
That's not at all what I said. That is not even what I said.
Okay, but that's how you're sounding.
It went over the head. Just like you're saying that what he said went over my head, I'm saying that what I said went over his head and your head.
This is a real goofy chick. Straight up and down, this is one goofy, dingy broad.
Important as a broadcaster and as a person that's in your position to understand the people that you're interviewing and to understand where they're coming from so that you can have constructive dialogue. You see, you got a lot of older black folk who are not about worrying about.
You're using the wrong terminology. You're not even understanding what I'm saying, and this is the problem. Because I've given no one, give me a moment. And there are people who definitely agree with me. This conversation has been taking place for 2 weeks. And unfortunately, Tariq has just been on the show. He hasn't heard it. So he's jumping to whatever conclusion he wants to jump to without giving me the opportunity to explain what I'm saying.
But you got to understand is though some people don't care about when he comes out with a DVD about black history and you say, well, you have to be very careful how you market your black history information, of course people are going to be like, well, what do you mean we have to be careful about how we market our black history?
Exactly.
Those kinds of statements that you're making sound very, very peculiar. Because if we're talking about, if he made a documentary on Abraham Lincoln, you wouldn't be telling him that he has to be very careful how he markets his Abraham Lincoln documentary.
Let me explain.
Let me say one thing. But you're telling him that he needs to be very careful about how he markets his Black History documentary. This is not a Black radical situation, a Black nationalism that we're talking about, or anything of that nature. It's just Black history.
I don't disagree with that.
We have to be careful about how we market our story.
Because in the beginning, when he was talking about it, he was saying that they were hiding it from us.
Right.
In other words, he was saying a very antagonistic thing about white people.
Really? So saying they're hiding it is being antagonistic to white folks? Look at these niggas that we have out here in the game. This is what we have out here in the game. Let me finish playing this clip.
And if he wants the world to know this history, if that's part of his audience, he's already alienated them.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that what we're trying to say, though, and I'm really not trying to say this, but this is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't care about alienating people outside of our community.
Okay, fine.
Let me chime in. Again, with Hidden Colors, and, you know, our shit, again, is controversial. It has to be controversial with all this dumb shit going on because we have so many people working against it. But the thing is, I don't care if people are down. Cool. If not, that's cool. I made this movie to tell the truth from our side. I don't give a damn if people accept the truth or not. The truth is the truth. We put facts on that film. If you fuck with it, that's cool. If not, that's cool. I'm not trying to get anybody to accept it. Let's get that shit straight. That's her. She's projecting her mentality onto us in the film. She wants to be accepted.
About is educating the people within our community.
Okay, very good.
I'm not trying to speak for him at all because I'm sure that he'll correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm just trying to say that's what I'm getting out of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So again, and that brother made, that was a very good call. That brother
told
made,
history
by
of
way.
People of.
That was a very good call. I'm gonna play one last clip, and this clip is kind of long, so bear with me. I just want y'all to soak all of this in. I want y'all to soak all of this in. And throughout, she's talking about Dr. King. She started just doing these Dr. King quotes, and then she started quoting Gandhi. And this woman was all over the place, and like some of my people on Facebook were saying, sounds like she might be reading from a teleprompter because she was all over the place. And again, this whole thing is a smokescreen. As you know, as you have seen, I've been playing these clips. We haven't talked about history at all. The whole interview is about how we shouldn't be antagonistic to white folks. Now, this is the last clip. It's kind of long. Good information. Bear with it.
Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. I have an issue with when we do something positive within the black community, that in the same breath we have to do something negative. So say something negative. I think it works against our greater cause and greater purpose. And I was simply pointing that out. Tariq, unfortunately, there were other things that I wanted to talk with you about, like your Mac lesson show.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say about this?
Yeah, again, I wanted to know, you said we talk about the positive, but then we talk about the negative, and you haven't clarified what the negative is. The only negative that you pointed out was mentioning anything that whites have contributed to history or the hiding of black history, and you consider that negative?
No. You would have to go back to the beginning of the conversation, because I brought it up at that moment when it was said.
Because I have no idea what you're talking about when you say we mix in the positive with the negative. What's negative about this film? Or what?
There's nothing negative about your film. Okay. There's nothing at all negative about your film. I think it's a wonderful film. From what I can understand, I've never seen it, but from what I've heard about it, what it's about, I think it's a great.
And she still has never seen it. She says she's seen. She ain't seen it. She hasn't seen the damn movie.
Thing that you did that when you came on, when you were talking about the film, you said something about, in other words, you were talking about white people in a negative way.
I was talking about the history being hidden. I didn't really specify whites, but the history being hidden. Now, let me ask you this, sister.
And you see that. She keeps trying to say that I'm talking about white folks. And on YouTube, she put up some shit that I really don't like, and it's kind of slanderous. And I'm going to really make her take it down. She put up a YouTube clip of the interview that we did, and she put up, "I like interviewing bigoted, misogynistic pricks." Okay, I'll be a prick. Give me misogynistic. Hey, that's speculative. But don't put no bigot up there. That's your shit. Now, that's some slanderous bullshit, because I didn't say anything that was bigoted. That's bullshit.
Do you agree that the history has been hidden? Yes or no?
I agree.
Okay. So what's the problem with acknowledging that?
I think it's the acknowledgement. This is what I'm trying to, how do I put this? I'm not sure what our common goal as a people is, because if we were just concerned about ourselves, we would just keep the conversation about ourselves. If we are saying things because we want white people to acknowledge things, they're not doing it anymore. Do you agree with that or not?
I agree with that 100%. I know white folks ain't acknowledging. If we put it anyway, they ain't acknowledging.
Right. So what I'm saying, the part of the reason they acknowledged it before, because we saw some changes from being freed as slaves and the end of the Jim Crow and all that, they had to acknowledge it at some point, correct?
No. Let's look at history. Let's look at real history. White folks have never freed the blacks or stopped Jim Crow. This is something that we did.
Wait,
we stopped slaves.
It was Abraham Lincoln white or black?
Abraham Lincoln didn't free slaves. That's why you need to see the film. We talked about that in the film.
Listen.
The Civil War was not about freeing slaves. Please watch the film, sister. The film we discussed.
I'm saying, without the support of some white people, there's a lot of things that we could not have done, sir.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Would you agree or disagree?
I totally disagree with that.
Really?
I disagree with that, sister. Jim Crowism, all that shit. White folks have never said, let's stop being discriminating against black folks. They never woke up one day and said this. We have to fight for all this stuff. And start handling our business. That's when changes were made. In the 60s, white folks weren't trying to change the system. When we start lighting fires up in these cities around the country and making some noise, then they got the point. You understand? So it was always a reluctancy to do this stuff. We can, let's tell the real history here.
There's what I'm saying is not disagreeing with you. Whatever means we had to do, but were we not assisted at all by white people?
Now, look, there was
Okay. Why is that so hard to say?
This woman is the biggest cheerleader for white folks, and you don't need to be. Nobody's attacking whites. That's the Negro bedwench mentality all day. She's going out of her way to defend whites, and nobody's attacking whites. The whites have helped. They've helped us. They helped us out of slavery. Well, how about don't put us in this shit? Then you don't have to help us out of it, if you're going to use that logic.
All I'm saying is that for us to sit there and alienate all white people in some of our rhetoric is very dangerous to our cause.
And the thing is, the fact that we have to walk on eggshells.
It's not walking on eggshells, sir. You're that's how you're choosing to perceive what I'm saying.
Everybody talks about their history in a flamboyant, grand, gallant way.
Okay.
Movies like 300, The Gladiator, The Last Viking, Marco Polo, Braveheart. We see that all day. But when we do one film talking about our history, now we got to walk on some eggshells.
That's not what I was saying, but that's the conclusion you're drawing for whatever reason.
That's what it seems like, sister. And I just don't want to walk on eggshells. And I acknowledge to blacks, they shouldn't walk on eggshells. Because people are going to think what they want to think no matter what. We done the shucking, jiving, comming, buck dancing. That has not gotten us anywhere. So we need to just handle our business. And if people want to respect that, that's cool. We'll do business with them. But let's handle our business first. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, it absolutely does. But let me just say something.
Okay.
I'm just looking at results and where we are. And where would you say we are as a people?
As a people, we're too busy trying to get accepted. That's the problem. We're trying to get accepted by everybody.
That's the problem?
That is the number one problem.
Okay.
When we stop doing that, and when we acknowledge what we need to do to help ourselves and start doing for ourselves, circulating money within our own community, everybody comes into the black community and get rich off us except us. So we need to start educating ourselves in our own way. We need our own schools. We need our own distribution companies. We need our own radio stations. Shout out to Sister Hughes. We need our own television stations. We need our own publishing companies. Not to alienate any other people, but we need to build up our own structure so we can step to the table in the world arena with real power.
And Tariq, if you listen to this show regularly, you would know that I have said that too. So unfortunately, for some reason are perceiving what I'm saying in a different way. And everything that you've said has been said on this show by callers, myself, umpteen number of times. I think we all know what we need to do. Why it's not happening or why it hasn't happened is the question that we're all asking.
Okay.
And
also, but what we have to do, a lot of black folks, there's an innate fear of white supremacy and white folks. Black.
Where did that fear come from, sir?
It comes from slavery.
I don't think so. I think that's where we disagree, right there. And there's nothing wrong with disagreeing.
Absolutely.
I had to grow up around white people. And because of the way my... Can I just...
Breathe. I want you to calm down.
I'm calm, sir. I'm used to being disagreed with on the air.
You're about to get buck wild.
No, I'm not. I just want to be able to say what I want to say.
Go ahead, babe.
My experience as a black woman...
Yeah.
I grew up right when we were integrated, so I had to go through that, okay? And you probably wouldn't know that. My parents did not teach me about hating white people or...
Oh, I know. I know.
This is how they are against you. And I appreciate them beyond belief for that, because I did not grow up with the fear of white people.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any of that in my head. So when I walked into a room with all white people, which was my experience growing up in school... Being the only black person, there was no fear in me. Why? Because my parents did not plant it in my head, telling me that...
Wendy, there was no fear because you were trying to get accepted. It's love, unconditional love, and a need to be accepted. That's what it is that you still have to this day.
All white people are against me.
I didn't say that either.
I didn't say you did. I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. What they did was instill in me a sense of pride... Okay, so when I walked into a room, and probably to my detriment, because I really embarrassed the hell out of myself a lot. When I walked into a room, there was no fear. I believed in myself. You understand? But if my parents had brought me up saying, Wendy, white people, they're against you. They hide your history. They hate you. They don't want you to be equal. If I had to walk into a room of white people having grown up with that, I would have been terrified.
I don't know why. That's not going to make you fearful.
Oh, yes, it does. I'm a child growing up with that kind of understanding that all those white faces looking at me hate me? Are you kidding?
I didn't say that either. I didn't Look, say that all white faces are going to hate you.
This, her thing, she keeps talking about how we're saying that white people are going to hate you, white people will do that. She keeps going there. You understand what I'm saying? You see what she's doing? She's trying to project some type of propaganda onto me and the film, making it seem like it's some kind of anti-white thing. She insists on doing this.
Listen to me. All I'm saying is that I think we need to be careful sometimes of the things that we plant into young people's heads.
And by the way, black folks, her boss was making her do that. Whenever they go out of their way to keep trying to make a point that's not there, to try to create an argument that's not there, somebody's making her do that. She's being puppeted to do that. The white bosses were making her do that.
And what we need to do with young people, we need to tell them the truth. Because the thing is...
And the truth is, we have a very rich history. That's the truth. We did some very incredible things. We are a great race of people.
Sister,
that's the truth.
Young kids in school these days, they have a special ed system that they're railroading black boys in like it's nothing. They're preparing our children for prisons when they grow up. This is a war going on against our kids. I'm not playing games with these folks, and we shouldn't play games.
Well, what are these kids' parents doing to prevent that from happening?
They don't know, a lot of them don't know the game. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know that they're prescribing psychotropic drugs to their kids to alter their minds. They don't know all this stuff. And we talked about that in the film. We need to know what's going on. There's a war going on, and we're up here playing games, being nice, playing patty cake with folks. We got to acknowledge it for what it is and handle business. It's not to hate everybody. It's not to hate anybody. But we need to understand it's being used against us.
Are you the first person to have this idea?
Of course not.
Okay. How has it worked for us so far?
The thing is, enough of us don't have it.
Okay.
That's the problem. And you know why enough of us don't have it? Because the thing is, the minute somebody gives us a good job or a little salary, we automatically get quiet and we don't want to talk about things that's going to ruffle white Americans' feathers.
I hope that's not directed at me because black people gave me a job here.
Lies. Your boss is white, Wendy. Your boss is white, Wendy. Stop fronting.
I didn't say you. But if a dog gets hit and it hollers, hey, it is what it is.
Well, you don't, just because you're saying it doesn't make it true, sir.
Okay, that's enough of her. Okay, I know y'all probably like, cut that wench off. Let me put on my Mac and music, people. Let me put on my Mac and music. So that's enough with the clips. But basically, as you see, I had to play a lot of it was long. I wanted to play a lot of it so you can just really fully understand what was popping off with this Negro witch mentality with Wendy Wright and her sister on some of the clips, Erica Wright. Now, again, all of this stuff, it was a bunch of smoke screens. All of it was smoke screens. A lot of it, I think, and somebody pointed this out, sounds like she was reading from a teleprompter in some of the clips, because I didn't play some of the clips where she was talking about Martin Luther King and Gandhi. She just started talking about nonviolence and we should be non-confrontational. And those clips were just too long. I didn't play that. But I'm like, why is she talking about some damn Martin Luther King? Shout out to Dr. King. But she was like, well, we need to do that. Be like Dr. King. Well, hell, Dr. King was shot trying to be non-confrontational. He went along to get along and they shot him anyway. So that's a bad example. And she went to the whole Gandhi thing. Well, people like Gandhi, nonviolent. Look, this is why you should know your history, Wendy. And I know you're listening, Wendy. Don't quote Gandhi as a black woman. Gandhi was a racist bastard. Gandhi hated black people. He referred to black people as coffers. Gandhi thought black people were inferior. Excuse me. Know your history, Wendy. See, the thing is, Negroes like that, these bed wenches, like Wendy and Erica. And speaking of Erica, you can see why Erica is really talking all that nonsense and co-signing it, because I did some research on Erica Wendy's sister, who was co-hosting the show. And Erica, on her bio, she mentioned her husband, Ted. Erica's husband, Ted, is white. So now you see where all her rhetoric is coming from. And the thing is, Wendy, her sister, the radio host, Wendy's trying to get her white daddy, husband. Erica, from what she says on the bio, I think she has like 11 kids. She has a whole bunch of kids. So there's no black history being taught in that household. Women like this reject anything black. They have to reject anything black in order to be accepted by whites. A lot of times, the more you're accepted by whites, the more they want you to alienate yourself from black folks. You have to prove that you're not like one of them. You're not like those people, as Wendy said. You got to go out of your way to prove that you're not one of those people. And that's what Wendy is doing. She's in there buck dancing, cooning, tomming for her white bosses and her potential white husband that she's out there trying to campaign for. You Negro bedwench. That's all you are, nothing more, nothing less. That's why you're on the air. They put Negro bedwinches like you on the air to spread disinformation and smoke screens so the community don't get no real information. They'll put these Negro bedwinches on the air all day, every day to spout nonsense. We have to call it for what it is. And you can't turn this mic down, Wendy, because you need to listen to reality. And somebody said, I didn't hear this because after I got off the interview with her, she was still talking about, oh, Tariq is this and Tariq is that. And somebody said that she said no white man has ever talked to her like that. Now, this is what my listeners told me. That's some real nigga shit right there. But the thing is, these women are white, Negro bedwinches to white dudes. And there's nothing wrong with dating whoever. I've been with white women, Asian, black, white, candy stripe. I've been with them all. Ain't nothing wrong with dating interracially. But the thing is, and I've talked about this many times on the show, when brothers date women of different color, they keep their same ideology. When men date women of different races, the men keep their ideology. But the thing is, when women date men of different races and nationalities, a lot of times they have to take on the ideology. And when black women, for the most part, have to date or choose to date white guys, sisters be on some bullshit. Not all, of course. I'm not painting a broad stroke like that. But a lot of sisters, in order to be accepted, you got to show how much you have disdain for the rest of the community. You have to defend white folks the minute you think they're being attacked, just like a Negro bedwinch slave. This Wendy chick, nobody said anything bad about white. She's so quick to show them that she's down to defend them. That's a sick pathology that goes on with too many of us. We need to shake that. We ain't getting nowhere with that. Because the thing is, Wendy and Erica, you're not going to ever be fully accepted. Just be who you are. Because the minute things go bad with your white daddy, you're going to be all types of nigga bitches and coons. And their family, you don't want to know what they say about you behind your back. I've had female listeners who date white dudes, and they tell me horror stories about how their families talk real greasy about them behind their backs. That was that whole Dr. Laura thing. The black woman called up and said, y'all remember that a couple of years ago, Dr. Laura, when she got in trouble about that N-word, the black woman called up talking about her husband's friends calling her nigger and all this shit. A lot of y'all sisters go through that. It ain't worth it. Trust me. It ain't worth losing who you are to go through that to be a Negro bedwench. The Negro bedwench's days are over. You understand what I'm saying? You better be who the hell you are and know yourself and know your history and get your lips out of white booty holes. And these women, again, the Wright sisters, WrightOnTheLedge.com. Check out their website. Again, They're not bad-looking sisters. Again, their little bodies are whack. They look like a middle-aged 3LW. You know, they ain't got no titties, no ass, or nothing. But again, that's what the white dudes like. They probably had no choice. Brothers probably weren't checking for them when they were growing up. They should change their name to 3LT, or three little titties, because they ain't got no titty, ass, nothing. But I digress. But the thing is, people, know yourself, know your history. Don't buck dance for nobody. Stop kissing other people's asses. Stop trying to be accepted. Hidden Colors is a great film. It's not antagonizing anybody. Our history is our history. That's all it is. If you're worrying about antagonizing people or ruffling feathers, you got some sick shit going on in your mind. And don't try to project that shit onto me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Share the show with others. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. Join me on Facebook, facebook.com/Tariq Elite. Or type in Tariq Elite fan page and like the page so we can chop up game with one another, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, the 2011 Mac-ish package is available right now at maclessons.com. Get it today until Monday, what's the date? Where's my calendar? I think it's Monday the 12th of December. So you're going to get it by Christmas. You order the Mac-ish package, you will definitely get it by Christmas. Share it with your family. Much love, respect, holla.